Good morning, everybody. You got the Big Show on the radio. Right, Big Show on the radio?
Right!
All right, let's take any news, weather, sports.
This is Spanky from the Yellow Rose, and you're listening to the greatest morning show in recorded history of broadcast radio, the John Boy and Billy Big Show. How big is it? Bigger than my head.
Wow.
And that's big.
Huge.
There you SOB, I read it. Now pay that tab, you AC deadbeat. Son of a...
It's Tuesday, June the 15th, and you got John Boy and Billy, Randy,
hello,
Jackie, Andy behind the glass, Pearl my dog, and Pillar should be moving around the area as he moves around his area. All right then, they all right here this Tuesday morning?
He is.
So what is? Today is National Megalodon Day. That is the most massive shark that ever lived.
Oh, yeah.
Now, remember just a couple months ago, I was telling you about my buddy down at Riceville Beach, Captain Chris. He got the dive boat that goes out and collects these megalodon teeth, man. He knows spots in the ocean where they just like in ditches and stuff where they just are there.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, man, I mean, he comes back with 2 and 3 5-gallon buckets filled with these megalodon shark teeth.
Because they're like 6-7 inches long.
Oh, they're huge. Yeah. You know, I've showed you some as big as my hand they can get.
Not as big as Jackie's hand.
They're huge. And and he's got a website. If y'all want to check him out, thefossilexchange.com. And we talked about, you know, he does deep sea dives, but you got to be very good at diving to go out on one of these, because it is a deep water dive, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, are you ever going to run out of these teeth? I mean, how many of these megalodons were there? It's just unbelievable.
Hmm.
Just buckets and buckets every time it goes out. So,
would you care to share the coordinates?
Yeah, so what's your numbers there, Captain? Just between me and you. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. But the deal, they were in the oceans, it says, for like 20 million years. Their mouths span 8 to 11 feet. They're filled with rows of these sharp teeth. A bite force of over 40,000 pounds per square inch. So they eat anything out there.
Yep.
So maximum weight over 60 tons.
Yikes.
Yeah. Big sharks.
Wasn't there like the Meg, that movie, that was about those size sharks?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was that deal.
Yeah.
All right, but that's cool, man. So y'all want you some real megalodon teeth. If you don't want to dive for them, you go to thefossilexchange.com. Check them out. Pretty wild. It's National Smile Power Day, so you're supposed to smile a lot today.
We know your teeth aren't as big, but make the most of it.
That's it. Yeah, we got our 3 days in this. We're saved up. We'll get our first prize pack out and get you ready for Outburst. All right, that's the plan. Let's wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, John Boy and Billy Gang with you. First prize pack we play for, a prize package of goodies, including their legendary pecan roll from Stuckey's. All your favorite snacks, cold drinks, fun novelties served with Southern hospitality. Don't forget the legendary pecan log rolls. Stuckey's, making road trips fun again. Let's do our 3 dates in history where we'll get our categories. June 15th, it was 1919. Two men, John Alcock and Arthur Brown, won a $50,000 prize offered by the London Daily Mail.
Wow, that's a lot of money back then.
1919. What they had to be was the first individuals to make a nonstop transatlantic plane flight.
Oh, well, that would explain it.
The flight took the two men from Newfoundland to Ireland in 16 hours, 12 minutes.
You know, you think about something, you've probably never heard of those two guys, but, you know, Charles Lindbergh and Amelia Earhart. You know, the reason they did that was to win a prize, just like these two guys.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
How about that? Well, it worked. All right. Move up to 1956. 15-year-old John Lennon of the music group The Quarrymen met 14-year-old Paul McCartney at a Woolton Parish Church dinner in Liverpool and invited him to join the group. In a few years, the group became the Beatles.
Whatever happened to them?
And finally, it was on this date in 04, Tim Berners-Lee received the 1.2 million Millennium Technology Prize in Helsinki, Finland, for creating the World Wide Web.
Now, wait a minute. I heard Al Gore invented the...
That's what he said. Uh-oh. He invented it.
Yeah.
He also said we'll be covered up by oceans by now, too. Mm. I think he lies. So.
Well, he wiggles a little. Yeah.
So, 04, the World Wide Web. That doesn't seem like that long ago, does it?
It wasn't. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Wow. All right.
This little prep sheet that you're reading from, I remember having to come in and cut it out of newspapers. And remember taping it in?
That's right. Yeah.
That's why it was only 2 pages back then.
It's 1904. All right. Well, it worked. There's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line. Come on, we play Outburst next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Tuesday, June 15th. Our video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. It's a boy. Another gender reveal party. Simple, just hit a ball with your bat and it puffs blue or
how hard
pink.
Could it be, right?
Well, check it out and see for yourself. It's some funny stuff. It's right there at thebigshow.com. You got in slow motion after it's over with?
Oh, yeah.
You show me, Randy.
Yep,
good stuff, man. Good. Y'all check it out. Thebigshow.com. Make your daily visit. And right now, hopefully we get a win in the beginning.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Willie from Princeton, West Virginia.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Willie.
Good morning.
Hello. All right, buddy. Glad you made it in here. Been up listening. Let's take advantage of those 3 days in history in your mind and get you this prize pack. You ready?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds, we need 3 kinds of prizes. Ready? Go.
Cash, cars, vacations.
Bam. All right. Here we go, Willie. 3 things teens belong to. Ready, go.
Sports groups, teen youth challenges, and bands.
All right. And here we go, Willie, for the win. 3 things you can find on the World Wide Web. Ready, go.
Netflix, Hulu, YouTube, John Boy and Billy, BigShow.com.
There you go.
Yeah, keep going there, buddy. Good work. And you got the big old Stuckey's prize pack. You enjoy them famous pecan log rolls. We're going to get to you up in Princeton now, Willie.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. All right, puts about 20 minutes away from a pizza run song. Big Show on the radio. Guess you missed it yesterday. I was congratulating Kyle Larson for winning the NASCAR All-Star race in Texas on Sunday. And I mean, y'all, a little behind the scenes deal. Last Thursday, before we went on the air with Doug Rice, as we catch up with him every Thursday in NASCAR, I said, Doug, what about the format for the All-Star race? He said, do not ask me about that. It'll take like an hour and a half. Yep. He said, don't know if I can describe it. And after watching it, I still don't know what happened.
Wow. So, he saw it and don't know what happened.
Yeah. So, no, they did several rounds and in the open, you know, so they progressed and got into the All-Star race. And then you had the fan vote and stuff like that. But the deal is, like, inverting. He was talking about, you know, the field's going to be inverted some and depending on how much. I saw, like, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders was opening the thing, like, who wants to be like one of them game show deals. So somebody would,
like a magic box?
Somebody would pick a color. You had Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and then open up the thing that the color they picked. All right, nine. It was the top nine where they would invert. Whoever was leading would go to the rear, you know, and whoever was in the rear would go to the front. So it's all kind of stuff like that.
They do a foot race and a mud wrestle.
So I just got tickled.
It's like a weird gender reveal party or something. It's very complicated. Yeah.
Well, you know, the Monster Energy girls are hot enough, but since they were in Texas. And I'll have the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders there.
You know you're not allowed to say they're hot anymore.
I think they know it. All right. But anyway, so it all worked out for Kyle Larson, who has been dominating like everything. You know, he was suspended last year. He didn't get to run the All-Star race. So and he won the one before that. Mm-hmm. So so the last two that he's been in, he's won and winning some races too. So it's just congratulations to Kyle Larson, all you boys had a big time down there in Texas.
So congratulations, it's a boy.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right. The latest Pizza Run song. Kind of a weird night at the Pizza Run during this. The song was written, I guess. Let's listen.
It's 5 o'clock on a Friday night. The chow hounds are shuffling in. There's a couple of tubs getting takeout, 'cause we ain't got a booth they'll fit in. They say, hey, can we get extra dipping sauce? We never do get quite enough. Most of it winds up between our chins, and getting it all's kind of tough. Oh, la-di-da, la-di-da, la-la-di-di-da. Take us up high, you're the Pizza Run. Give us a slice tonight. We're looking to get us a belly full, and our britches are already tied. Now old Zeke is up at the salad bar, but there ain't a damn thing on his plate. He stares at them veggies and digs at his wedgie and dreams of the pizzas he ate. He says, Ricky, please tell me honestly, do you think that I'm gaining weight? I says, yeah, you're a regular lard ass now, and you're asking about 10 years late. Sarah sits off in the corner, and she's always got room for some more. And she's talking to Wyatt, who's gone off his diet since he found out his wife was a whore. Our best waitress is missing some fingers from getting too close to their mouth. That's just occupational hazards when you're slopping the hogs here down south. Make us a pie or the pizza run. Give us a slice tonight. We're looking to get us a belly full, and our britches are already tied. It's a pretty good crowd for a Friday night. Mr. Runtop to Papopoulos smiles and he winks, 'cause he don't know what the hell's going on account of just how much he drinks. And the jukebox sounds like a honky-tonk, and the air is so smoky it's blue. And they try to act dapper coming out of the crapper with toilet paper stuck to their shoes. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-da-di-di-da, so dumb. Make us a pie or the pizza run. Give us a slice tonight, 'cause we're looking to get us a belly full, and our britches are already tied.
And scene. Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
You come to me today because you know no Sicilian can refuse a request on the day of his daughter's wedding. I shall grant your request. Someday I may ask a favor of you. Maybe a haircut. Maybe I'll ask you to lay down your life for me. Maybe I'll just ask you to listen to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Would you rather wake up with a horse's head or these two horses' asses?
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio, Tuesday, June 15th. Yeah, boys, headed toward Father's Day this Sunday. Your dad's going to have a good weekend. We're getting these celebrations here, before you know it. But I do want to tell you about the third annual Father's Day Grill Out with Rolling Smoke Nation, our boys Hound Brown, Kevin Sporton, our barbecue pitmaster, Carl the Cook with the John Boy Billy Grilling Sauce. Yeah, we're going to have that Kaneka sausage. It's going to be at the Lodge Cast Iron Factory Store. That is Concord Mills. So I know the beautiful Concord up street in Charlotte Motor Speedway, 8656 Concord Mills Boulevard. That is happening this Saturday from 11 to 3. So see our Rolling Smoke boys play a little tune, Carl the Cook, and some cool stuff from Lodge Cast Iron this Saturday. All right. Yeah, I'm going to put the boys up at the farm, and we're going to be doing something special, but I'll tell you about that a little later.
Y'all can't come.
But, might work out for everybody, but all right. So, Rolling Smoke Nation, this Saturday, Lodge Cast Iron, Concord, North Carolina. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Red Max prize pack, includes Red Max hat, T-shirt, and sunglasses. From trimmers to chainsaws to industry-leading backpack blowers, Red Max is a professional's choice for power. Now get that power in a Red Max Zero Turn Mower. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Red Max banner, and power up with Red Max. Hang on, we'll play board in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, it's What to Watch. Here's Marcy Tater Moran.
This ought to be good.
There she is.
Yeah. All right, let's look at the movies that are at the top of the weekend box office. A Quiet Place 2. That moves back into the number one slot again after a week at number two. It's the first movie to make $100 million at the box office this year.
That's right. People are finally coming back.
All right. Coming in at number two, In the Heights. This is the movie version of Lin-Manuel Miranda's Tony Award-winning Broadway musical about life in Brooklyn Heights, New York.
Yeah, they were really expecting this to kill it. And it really hasn't.
It's like a musical?
Yeah, it's based on a Broadway show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's the same guy that did Hamilton, version. Right?
Right.
Yeah, so they...
But here's the thing. It's on HBO Max at the same time it's in the theaters. Yeah. It's one of those movies this year. Yeah, all the Warner Brothers type movies, because Warner Brothers is owned by the same company.
Right.
All their new releases go in the theaters and on HBO Max at the same time.
Looked like that would cut the box office
think.
A little bit.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe it is. Huh?
You can see me here or you can see me there.
That's it.
All right, so Lin-Manuel. All right, number three was Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway. The famous bunny is back, y'all, and this time he's left farm life behind for the big city.
Well,
big Peter Rabbit moving to the city, huh? Joining a gang.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Burn down some businesses, hop around.
I think Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote some of the music for it.
Yeah. Hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. Number four is The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. A scary new chapter in the Paranormal Activity saga, and spoiler alert, the devil may be involved.
Now, what makes you say that?
I don't know, just saying. Number five is Cruella. Lots of buzz about this. Mm. Emma Stone is young Cruella de Vil in a movie that finally reveals why she hates Dalmatians so much. Gotta find out why this woman doesn't like these dogs. Mm.
Couldn't they just tell me and save me the trouble?
What, instead of five movies about it?
Yes.
Let's see. Opening in theaters this Friday, The Hitman's Wife Bodyguard. Excuse me.
The Hitman.
That's Spider-Man's friend.
Right.
There's an extra S in there. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. That's a whole different
one. I'm going to have to hire a hitman to deal with that guy.
All right. Let's do it a third time. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Much better. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. Well, now this movie has Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson, and they're back, and this time they're trying to protect Salma Hayek from danger.
Now, is that Samuel Jackson's wife in the movie? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because he's the hitman.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
He's the hitman.
All right.
Okay.
All right. At the top of HBO Max, Let's Look Together.
Okay.
Mayor of Easttown. It's a gritty crime drama with Kate Winslet trying to solve a murder in a Pennsylvania town where everybody looks like they might have just committed a murder.
You know, I've been there. That's really true.
Everybody looks guilty.
Is that the girl from Titanic?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
okay.
It is. All right. More mature.
Uh-huh.
Trending on Netflix, Awake. Gina Rodriguez from the Fast and the Furious series and a sci-fi thriller. It's when a global event wipes out humanity's ability to sleep. Mm. A troubled ex-soldier fights to save her family as the world rapidly starts to go down the toilet.
Because nobody can sleep.
As it usually does when you can't get a good night's sleep.
Right, yep. Okay.
Feeling your pain, Jim. And the Battered Bastards of Baseball.
I like it so far.
It's a new Netflix documentary that tells the crazy true story of the Portland Mavericks, a scrappy independent baseball team founded in the 1970s by actor Kurt Russell's dad, Bing Russell.
Okay.
Oh.
And from the title, it sounds like they didn't have a very good time.
Not a good season, maybe.
I like the story. I've seen this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's a wrap of what to watch.
I was going
to
say, if you're hoping we're going to come up with something, yeah, you've got it all. Yeah.
I can tell you about The Hitman's Wife, the first movie. No?
That's good work there. Thank you very much, Tater. Yep. All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out nowadays the famous toy comes with a plastic version of one of these, but when it was first released back in 1950, kids were expected to use a real one.
That is Mr. Potato Head.
Yes, right. He used a real potato. Yeah, that just sounds like more fun. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy question. If you were able to collect all of this natural resource found on Earth, you would have enough to cover all of the land with a 500-foot layer.
What is bull hockey? There's so much more than there used to be.
I like it. All right, what y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. Rolling to you Tuesday. Our video of the day brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. It's a boy. Having one of them reveal parties, you know, where they throw a baseball, the guy hits it with a bat, and then whatever, it's just blue or pink smoke. Know whether you got a boy or girl.
Yeah.
You need every to get time somebody. You hear about one of these, something disastrous happens.
You need to have somebody that can put the ball over the plate or just, you know, toss it to you where you can hit
it. That's right, over the plate. That's over his head, over the bat.
Wow. It was a little high and outside, but where it landed is priceless.
Might want to find somebody that can catch it also.
Yeah, a lot of problems, but funny for you. Check it out at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now your host, a man also known for being occasionally a little high and outside, he's John Boy.
And thank you. Let's say hey to Richard out of Sisterville, West Virginia. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning, buddy. All right, Richard, you first up. Let's see what you got. So if you were able to collect all of this natural resource found on Earth, you would have enough to cover all of the land with a 500-foot layer.
I'm going to guess oil.
You say oil. Let's see. Southern. Oh, that's a good guess.
No, I don't know. That's a terrible guess.
Is it?
Yes.
We ain't got no pipelines left. They know where to get it. Just start piling it up. Well, you can't pile it, can you? All right, I'll see what you mean. All right, Richard, I was with you there for a minute there, buddy.
Yes, sir. When you're in the oil business, I guess that's the guess you got to guess.
Yeah. Oh, I got you. All right, Richard. Well, keep pumping that, buddy.
Can I give him a shout-out?
Of course you can.
All right, I'd like to say thanks to all the guys at Summit Petroleum Incorporated. We'll keep it going.
There you go. All right, boys, we appreciate you up there. Richard, have a good one. Let's go to Casey in Medina, Tennessee. Or is that Medina, Tennessee? Is that you, Casey?
Yes, sir. It's Medina, Tennessee.
And it is Medina. All right, good deal. All right. So, Casey, what do you think? Would have enough of this natural resource to cover all of the land with a 500-foot layer?
What is salt?
You say salt?
Salt is salt!
That's what it is. Salt.
There's something like over 38 quadrillion tons of salt between the ocean and just stuff that you find naturally, yeah.
Well, a lot of salt. Yeah. All right. Well, good work there, Casey. You got your big old Red Max prize pack headed over to Medina for you.
I appreciate it. Can I give a shout out?
You go ahead.
Shout out to all my friends and family out there headed to work in the morning.
All right, Casey. Hang on for Jacket. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. And that'll put us about 20 minutes away from a brand new roundup of dumb crook news. They ain't getting no smarter. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Tuesday, June 15th. Earlier we're talking about is Megalodon Day, National Megalodon, honoring the world's biggest shark back in the prehistoric times. Tell you about my boys that dive off the coast of Rushville Beach, North Carolina, getting them Megalodon shark teeth. Man, just buckets and buckets of them. Ain't know where it's at. If you'd like to see and check out what they got, thefossilexchange.com is their website. If you're an experienced diver, you might want to go out with them. We might see you at the marina. There, if you catch us. Captain Kidd will be offering you money right off the boat. See if he can get them at a good price. That's always a little behind-the-scenes shark teeth action. There we go.
Is that all he does now, stand at the dock and offer people money for stuff they bring in from the ocean?
No, the money part is strange.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, we call me and him and say, Kidd, I'll see you down there. We'll be the pelicans when they come in and see what kind of fish we can get. Oh, yeah, go for that. But anyway, so, and Andy told me this deal. Billy said he saw it up where Andy's from, there around Cape Cod. A lobster diver was swallowed by a humpback whale.
Yeah. I saw that story.
You see that?
Crazy. Yep.
That is wild, man. It's like it was last Friday. It looks like a veteran lobster diver entered the water, his second dive of the day. And he said he found something like a shove or something, felt something. And then all of a sudden, it just went black. And he figured out he was inside a whale. He said it wasn't, he thought it was a humpback because he didn't feel any teeth in there. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't cut up or anything. And then, like, he says he thinks he was in there like 30 to 40 seconds. And he could feel the muscles of the big whale, like, contracting or something. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he's trying to throw him up. And he jumped up out of the water, was shaking his head, and threw him out.
Yeah, because so, a person is too big for a whale to swallow.
Right, because they normally eat tiny know, organisms.
Plankton.
And stuff,
yeah.
Plankton and stuff.
They said, this was like a medium-sized humpback whale.
Yeah.
So they just go along the bottom, and it just must have sucked him up there. It didn't even didn't realize it. But, wow, how would that be? Modern-day Jonah there.
Really.
So there he was, man. It's a good thing he didn't taste too good. Well, shook him out.
Well, if a whale swallowed me, I wouldn't taste very good either, but I won't tell you why.
Yeah. I don't know whether that'd go well with plankton or not.
I wouldn't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's wild. All right, so y'all be careful out there in the ocean. There's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Good Tuesday morning. Big Show's on the radio, rolling through your June 15th. All right, we ready? It's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in by you, the Big Show listener, in America and around the world. And the address will follow this report. A Huntington, West Virginia woman who was pulled over on suspicion of drunk driving got hit with a charge of trying to bribe the officer who stopped her. While taking a breathalyzer test, the woman offered to flash her boobies if the cop would let her off with a warning.
Yikes.
Well, he managed to resist her charms and took her into custody.
I tried that once.
Police in Rome, Georgia, got a complaint from a local McDonald's about an unauthorized visit from the Burger King. Witnesses say a man dressed in full Burger King regalia started handing out free hamburgers and taking pictures with kids.
Well, that was awkward.
When the manager approached him, the man said he was raising money for charity, but he didn't actually ask anyone for money while he was there. So when the manager called police, the Burger King fled the scene.
Did he flash his boobies?
The DEA dropped all charges against a doctor involved in a prescription drug fraud in Iowa The problem wasn't a lack of evidence. In fact, it's just the opposite. The U.S. Attorney's Office had so much evidence against the suspect, they ran out of room to store it.
Wow.
The case involved 400,000 pages of printed evidence and so much computer data, it hogged 10% of the department's hard drive space.
Yikes.
Well, the doctor, he fled to Central America in 04, and Panama repeatedly refused to hand him over.
Well.
A Post Falls, Idaho man was arrested for trying to hotwire a Honda Accord in an apartment complex parking lot. Apparently, he was worn out after a full day of criminal activities. Police say the man fell asleep in the front seat of the car in the middle of the crime.
Wow. Work.
A man in Bedford, England, called local authorities after his home was broken into. While dusting the home for fingerprints, investigators took a set of prints from the victim himself to distinguish them from the prints left by the intruder. When the cops routinely ran a check on the victim's fingerprints, they matched prints taken from several other local crime scenes, and he was arrested. A Tennessee man was arrested in connection with the robbery of a Domino's pizza driver by a friend. The driver was relieved of a pizza, his cell phone, and $20 in cash. The accomplice says he was just the lookout man for the guy who did the actual robbing. His share of the loot was 3 slices of pizza.
Wow.
Well, the haul wasn't quite what they expected.
Yeah. Man's gotta eat.
Police in Larch Barrens, Maryland, arrested 2 men in the act of trying to rob the safe at a convenience store. It would have taken them a pretty long time to get to the cash with the tool they were using. Investigators say the men had stolen a laser tag pistol from a local amusement center and thought it was a Star Trek quality laser gun, powerful enough to cut through the metal door of the safe.
You know, Chuck E. Cheese has the good stuff.
Well, it wasn't, and they were arrested.
No, yeah.
2 men who tried to rob an Arlington, Virginia convenience store should have spent a little more time rehearsing their entrance. Just after thief number 1 entered the store with a gun and demanded money, thief number 2 burst in and tossed a firecracker on the floor, apparently to scare the clerk. But the bang only managed to freak out thief number 1, who dropped his gun, causing both men to run out of the store empty-handed.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You stupid, you smell the firecracker before I go in.
A 17-year-old boy and a 16-year-old female accomplice made an unsuccessful attempt to rob a bank in Ishioka, Japan. The boy initially threatened a customer with a pair of kitchen knives, but the customer ignored him. When the boy turned his attention to the actual teller, his girlfriend began scolding him about what a lousy bank robber he was. Well, the Asian Bonnie and Clyde got into such a heated argument, they didn't notice the teller had tripped the bank's silent alarm. So when police arrived, the boyfriend was standing in the middle of the bank screaming for someone, anyone, to give him some money.
You know, I think Bonnie and Clyde were a little better than that.
A 37-year-old Kalamazoo, Michigan bank robber was literally caught red-handed at a strip club. The club manager called the cops after noticing one of his customers was tipping the dancers with money covered in red paint from the dye pack the bank had slipped in the bag with his loot.
Alrighty then.
A suspect being questioned by police in Belgium about a jewelry store robbery had what he thought was an airtight alibi. He couldn't possibly have done the jewelry job, because when it happened, he was in another part of town breaking into a school.
Oh!
Well, the cops abandoned their original line of questioning and arrested him for the school break-in instead. A man in Kent, England, was arrested for violating a restraining order his wife took out after he assaulted her in September. He was taken into custody shortly after he followed his estranged wife into a local McDonald's. By the way, the arrestee's name is Ronald McDonald. And finally, a Nashville man was arrested after a railroad security officer spotted him stretching a 20-foot ladder across a stretch of train tracks. The man told the officer he'd stolen the ladder, then found out it was too tall for the job he was working on, so he brought it down to the tracks, hoping a passing train would run over it and cut it into 2 10-foot sections.
Oh, my.
You got got Dumb Crook News, you can mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. It's the Big Show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, I love all those fine, big, strong radio men. Walter Winchell, Cousin Brucey, Wolfman Jack, John Boy and Billy. Oh, John Boy and Billy. And only two white men ever make me more.
Woo!
I feel so vulnerable. Come on! You'll limp back. Well, you walk over, but you'll limp back. Come on!
Big Show's on the radio, Tuesday, June 15, 2021. Very special year for us here at the Big Show. It's our 40th anniversary.
Yikes.
There ain't no way to hear Billy's last 40 days, much less 40 years. Yeah.
And that was the guy that hired him.
Exactly. If you'll celebrate some cool summer wear, get you a Big Show 40th anniversary special edition t-shirts. We got you, duh. Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar. And love you, mean it. And the shirts in stock is right there at the Big Show store when you go to thebigshow.com. Right. Thank you. I'm going to celebrate our anniversary.
Oh, no. Stop it. You're making it creepy.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win. It's the current events quiz. Take C, get a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance products available at your local NAPA Auto Parts store. If you go to BigShow.com, kick on the Liquid Performance banner, get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products. Just enter code JBB at checkout. Well, Ned Beatty, character actor, passed away at age 83. I think that was that yesterday or Monday, something like that?
Yeah.
It was over the weekend, I think.
Man, how about that? Ned Beatty, in a statement, his manager, Deborah Miller, said Ned passed away from natural causes Sunday morning is when it was, surrounded by his family and loved ones. His family has decided to keep details private at this time. Of course, Ned was an iconic, legendary talent, as well as a dear friend, and he will be missed by us all. But, yeah, man, Ned Beatty.
A little bit of everything.
He sure has, man. What's talking about that? He's talking about the old network. Remember when the news guy cracked and says, I'm mad
as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah. One of my favorites, yeah.
He got an Oscar nomination for his part in that movie. He was the head of the network. Explaining to him how – they gave this big speech explaining to him how the world really works.
Yeah, I'm going to go back. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah.
Last thing I saw him in, I think it was the Mark Wahlberg movie Shooter, where he was playing a senator.
He played John Goodman's dad on Roseanne and just tons of stuff. He was the voice of the evil teddy bear in a couple of the Toy Story movies.
Wow.
And of course, the 1972 film Deliverance, which he'll always be remembered in. That was his film debut. Did you realize that?
I knew it was early. I knew it was early.
That was his first part that he ever had.
That's why he took the part, knowing I'm sure he read the whole script. And they knew what was going to happen. Break.
Yep. Well, we got a John Boy and Billy song just about that, about his first part ever. Ned Beatty had the hardest part.
Mm-hmm. And the corn is special this year.
Emotional scars.
I guess he didn't read the script too far. Ned Beatty had the hardest part. Well, I wonder what kind of parts Ned turned down. Oh, I wonder how desperate he was. 'Cause I've heard it's pretty tough in Hollywood, but I would never let them tie me to a tree. Screaming and holding up my BBDs, waiting for Bert to come and rescue me, saying, hey Bert,
hey Bert,
hey yay yay. Ned Beatty had the hardest part. If you got a pretty mouth, you can be a big star. I bet the next day his agent got fired. Ned Beatty had the hardest part. Ned Beatty had the hardest part.
Right. Legendary. Ned Beatty. He did all right, man. Had a good life. Fascinating.
Yep.
What the coroner special? What's talking about that? I can't remember. Was that
they were Adams? Having dinner. It was at the end of the movie after the terrible things had happened.
Oh, okay.
Right. So they were all sitting around the table, and Ned's trying to break the tension because everybody's like, oh, don't make eye contact.
Yeah. Right.
And so he went,
this corn special, isn't it? Yeah.
How about that? I gotta need to watch that one again.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and he was Lex Luthor's sidekick, Gene Hackman's sidekick in the first Superman.
Okay. Yeah.
Mr. Luthor. And if you do watch Deliverance again, note how creepy Burt Reynolds is in that movie.
note how creepy he is.
Yeah, he is super creepy in that movie. Yeah.
Well, all right. He was a good shot with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, it
came in handy.
Yeah.
I remember that part. All right, dear. Well, let's play this current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
Well, today's grumpy old farts might be happier than you snot-nosed punks think.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. If you take C, you will win. We play next. Good Tuesday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Our video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. It's a boy. One of them gender reveal parties. No, this one doesn't go right, but one of the most fun ones I think I've seen.
Well, I'll point out, I've seen a lot of these videos. I ain't never seen one go right. Nobody posts those.
Right.
Well, you check this out. Get your laugh. Make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay, comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current events quiz. Tennessee!
Yay! Let's say hey to Jake out of Niceville, Florida. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, Jake, welcome, buddy. You sound like you got the relaxed part down.
Yep.
Hang right there.
Yes, sir.
Listen to Billy and win this prize pack.
Well, if you think senior citizens are a bunch of grumpy old farts that just sit around and complain and argue all day, a study by Georgia Tech University begs to differ. On the whole, today's U.S. seniors are happier and healthier than they've ever been. Better medical care is a big factor in happiness as you age, of course. And the study found most old people tend to deal with life in general better than the younger generation. Thanks to their greater variety of experiences, older people tend to cope better with daily annoyances and disappointments. They know how to prioritize their own mental well-being, and they're less likely to get riled up by online arguments on modern social media, too. The study says the average peepaw is less likely to get into an argument with their kids or grandkids because, A, he understands what's really important in life, B, he knows when to let something go. Or C, by the time he gets up to kick your butt, he forgot what he was going to kick your butt for.
What'd you got? Wow. What'd you say, Jake?
Let's go with C.
Yeah, that's
right. All right.
Right, all right.
Yeah.
You did it, Jake. We're sending you to John Boy and Billy, 5-gallon bucket filled with liquid performance cleaning stuff for your automobile. It's going to be nice, buddy.
That is awesome.
Oh, wow. Do you know a guy named Zach by chance?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, never mind.
Chill.
Jake chilling
I'm
in
the chilling, nice, brother.
Man. All right, Jake, you hang on. Jack is going to hook you up.
All right, man. Later.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this June 15th. We got buried all over the place the last 40 years. Got a good one coming up.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Ah, flippity flu. I'm old and I hate Pokemon Go. In my day, we didn't have no time-wasting, brain-rotting, fantasy-chasing, moron-fascinating, nerd-arousing, loser-delighting, technological turd-squirting nonsense. If we had a mind to wander around capturing ugly little misshapen, deformed freaks with stupid names, we didn't need a celly phone. We did it the easy way. We went to a family reunion. Oh, it's finally here! The glorious age of stupidity is upon us! Instead of creating important stuff like flying cars and women who don't talk, these geniuses had to use their college-educated brains to make Pokemon Go. They should have made Workimon Go, where those fat, pasty-faced losers finally crawled out of their parents' root cellar to walk around looking for a damn job and ward off type 2 diabetes at the same time. I'm looking for Pikachu. You should look in the mirror and take a peek at you being a worthless sack of crap. Can you believe it? Grown men risking life and limb to go hunting critters that you can't even eat once you catch them. Huge herds of morons trampling each other to catch a fat yellow monkey cat on their damn phone. Wish they'd put the most important Pokemon someplace where it would do some good, like about 10 feet off of the edge of a cliff. Pokemon Go. Bah! More like Pokemon Go screw yourself. In my day, the only Pokemon you got was when your cellmate was a Jamaican guy. No, we used to play real games that didn't cost us nothing but our human dignity. Games like, what's your mom weigh? And swallow the road apple. Booger stacking. And farting in the oatmeal. And is your sister 14 yet? But no game was more popular and more dangerous than paint your ass red and moon the bull. It all started one day when Rusty Puss Mutton sat in the red paint while we was painting the barn. Why he was doing it naked is still a mystery, but there he was. Buck naked with a big red hind end. He was walking down to the swimming hole to wash it off when old Percy the Bull seen him. Percy was half crazy with cow syphilis, and it didn't help that one of his horns had curled around and slowly grown into the side of his head and through his brain. And when he saw Rusty's red butt, he popped a spring. Rusty was pretty agile and managed to keep from getting skewered. But before long, we were all doing it. But we were slow and stupid because we'd been inbred for generations. And Percy gored us and stacked us like cordwood, stringing our guts like hillbilly bungee cords and kicking our empty, stupid, grinning skulls around the field like a cousin-loving soccer ball. Whoop-de-ding-dang-doodle-poodle, look at me. I'm an ignorant hillbilly taunting a mentally challenged bull with VD to use my butt for target practice, slinging us around by our guts like a Filipino yo-yo master. Whoopee! I'm a human shish kebab. All hail Charles Darwin. And we liked it. We loved it. The closest thing we had to Pokemon was when crazy old Brewster McTinnipple caught a leprechaun copping a squat behind old Lady Fleeneman's barn. The little fella's name was Finnegan, oh, shut your hole. And he was a pistol. Old Tinny led him around on a leash, looking for his pot of gold. We all told him he was full of the hooey, that it was just a knobby little munchkin with Lucille Ball's hairdo. But he swore to all that was holy that it was a leprechaun. And sure enough, 2 days later, that little goomer took him straight to that pot of gold. And once Tinny had the gold, he didn't need Finnegan no more and turned him loose. But it seemed Finnegan wasn't too keen about giving his golden nest egg to some half-wit hayseed and took after him with a shillelagh. Tinny picked up an axe and cleaved that little red-headed maniac clean in two. But those two halves turned into two leprechauns. Tinny kept chopping and the leprechauns kept a-multiplying. Tinny was outnumbered. And before long, they tore him to pieces, tootly-tootly-tooling as they did it. Fearing retribution for their massacre, 300 bloodthirsty leprechauns roamed the countryside, rending us all limb from limb, feasting on our entrails, and our bloodlines went extinct, and all that was left of us to be remembered were tightly coiled piles of leprechaun duty. Yahoo! Wahoo! Yoo-hoo! Howdy! Look at me! I'm a gold-crazy leprechaun-murdering nitwit. Setting up everyone to be a sawed-off cannibal buffet. Going to my eternal reward through the colon of a mythological midget. Laid to rest next to a pile of poodle poop. Glory hallelujah, what a wonderful world! Ah, Buffalo Flop. I hate Pokemon Go.
John Boy and Billy.
All right, can I give a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
Hey, everybody.
That's my favorite of all time.
Morning radio done right.
Good Tuesday morning. Got the big show on the radio. And we got sports with a Pac-Man coming up in about 20 minutes. All right, big news in the college football scene. And then college baseball headed toward the World Series. Packs all things college sports. Check us out. I got some questions about this playoff they're talking about with the college football teams up to 12.
Throw them out. I'll see what I can do for you.
I'll just wait for Pac.
Oh, all okay. Right.
Well, first, let's act.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, A Toast to Fertility. As our story opens, a sweaty country farmer bellies up to the bar at Red Saloon in Flower Mound, Texas.
Morning, Buck. I ain't used to seeing you in here at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Don't get judgy on me, Red. Just give me a glass of your best high-dollar champagne.
You got it. Just popped a cork on a bottle of the good stuff.
Excuse me, sir. Did you just order a glass of champagne?
Sure did, ma'am.
What a coincidence. So did I. I'm having a little celebration.
Oh, me too. What are you celebrating?
Well, me and my husband have been trying to get pregnant for 2 years and ain't had a bit of luck, but I went to the doctor this morning for a checkup and found out I'm going to have a baby. This here's going to be my last drink for the next 9 months.
Yeah, congratulations. Hope everything goes like it's supposed to.
Thanks. So, what are you celebrating?
Well, I run a chicken farm right down the road a piece. For about the last 6 months here, my hens just quit laying eggs.
Wow, really?
Yep, didn't have a nickel coming in. Couldn't pay my bills. The bank is about to foreclose on me.
Oh, that sounds like a tight spot.
Oh, it was. The things have finally turned around. For the last week or so, them hens are popping out so many dadgum eggs I can barely keep them getting to the market. Not only did I get caught up on all my past due bills, if this keeps up, I might have the best year I ever had.
Well, so you and me are both having a champagne toast to fertility. What a coincidence.
Yeah, I reckon it is.
Hey, now, I don't know a whole lot about chickens, but what did you do that made them start producing again?
I finally found me a new rooster that's able to get the job done. What turned it around for you?
Well, let's just say this old day is plumb full of coincidences.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Why don't you undo that top button? Let them things breathe.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the hunky young rooster breeder say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Cheers.
Away she went, my lips don't touch. Well, her kind is hot. I'm also fun, a son of a gun. Everyone knows it's Lantless. It's Lantless. It's Lantless. My joke for real sex. It's Lantless. It's Lantless. A funny son of a gun. I'm coming up every new dog I know. Oh, oh, oh.
What?
Big Show on the radio. All right, Dad's head to Father's Day this Sunday. I wanted to see how much that's going to cost me. Oh, no, looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Y'all want to start the celebration early. We deserve that Father's Day.
You know, I'm guessing your track record is not really happy. I shouldn't have.
Your kids are in their 30s now, John. You could probably cut them off.
Well, I'll tell you what, coming up this Saturday, the third annual Father's Day Grill Out with Rolling Smoke Nation. And that boy Carl LeCook going to be happening at the Lodge Cast Iron Factory Store. That's up there around Concord Mills. Concord Mills Boulevard, Concord, North Carolina, up the street from the Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's going to be from 11 to 3 on Saturday. So stop by, check out our boys. Yeah, get your daddy some cast iron goods.
And some
John Boy and Billy grilling salt.
Yeah, that's it, man. All right, good. That'd be fun. Boys coming in town. All right, y'all, Pac-Man in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and a $25 gas card from Law Tigers. Law Tigers, motorcycle lawyers who ride, representing injured riders for over two decades. With Law Tigers, you never ride alone. Just go to thebigshow.com, click on the Law Tigers banner, find out what cool stuff you can win at Sturgis this year. All right, hang over there. Right now, it is sports with a Pac-Man. Here's our boy, Mark Packer. Good morning, Pac.
Good morning, John Boy, Billy, and crew. I hope life's treating you well here on the June 15th. Hard to believe, man. June's halfway through.
Ain't that the truth?
That would be correct. You know what? Since last time we talked, a lot has happened in the world of college football. Johnny, for years and years and years, I've told folks it is inevitable that we're going to have the expansion of the college football playoff, and lo and behold, we got a bunch of smart guys called the Working Group, Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, and old Bob Bowlesby, and Craig Thompson, and Jack Swarbrick, the idiot Notre Dame, got together as the working group. They looked over 63 different scenarios to expand the college football playoff, and word got out last week that maybe the magic number is going to go from 4 to 12. We will see how this plays out. The suits in college football, all the big wigs are going to get together in Chicago Thursday and Friday of this week and kick around the idea, see if we can tweak something here or there. Maybe they're just going to rubber stamp it and say, hey, this is good to go, and let's go moving forward here. But it looks like college football's playoff system with the big boys is definitely going to increase. A lot of folks thought it'd go from maybe 4 to 6, maybe to 8. Not a whole lot of folks expected it to go upwards to 12 teams. And how this will work, assuming everybody agrees to it, and again, it'll probably be a couple years until they can implement this best-case scenario, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have the top four teams in the country based on the rankings and so forth. You would get a bye. Teams 1, 2, 3, and 4 would get a bye. And then 5 would play 12, 6 would play 11, you know, 7 would play 10, 8 would play 9. But teams ranked 5 through 8 would host on their campus the first round of the playoff games. And then the winners of those games would meet at a bowl game where you'd have, you know, 1 play 8, if you will, 2 play 7, 3 play 6, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the concept. That's the idea. A lot of folks kind of, again, surprised that the number would go from 4 to 12. But it appears that at this point in time, until told otherwise, that's the direction we're heading in. But we'll find out more this week. Like I said, the big movers and shakers will take all the ideas from the working group, and that they'll get together Thursday and Friday in Chicago. But that looks like where we're headed in college football.
Well, I've been waiting to get you on the air ever since I heard this, because I'm not that good with math, but I'm thinking 12 teams. All right, now that's 6 games. The winner of that is it'll be 3. So it doesn't work out mathematically. How do you play each other to get to the championship with 12 teams? You know what I mean?
Well, Johnny, 1 through 4 don't play in the first week.
Okay, so right, that's it. So we have 8 that'll play, and that'll take it down to 4, and then they'll play, take it down to 2.
There you go.
So,
the people who came up with this are the same people who come up with the scratch-off games for the lottery. You really don't know how it works. You just kind of go back to the girl and say, did I win?
Hey, Johnny, are you still letting him talk?
When it came to mathematics, I thought he might could help. How wrong was I?
You know, if it's outfits, if it's a breakdown of the world curling rankings, I look for Randy. But I don't need Randy to help us out with your John Boy and Billy math. I mean, let the professionals handle the heavy lifting. If it's about sequins and what shoes I should wear with my outfit, I'll ask Randy. I mean, I thought we straightened this out years ago.
How often are you dressing in sequins?
Randy, the answer to that question would be never.
Okay, good.
So you're not needed, is what he's saying right here.
How often I should hear you during this segment? Never.
You know, I've got your number. I can call you anytime I want.
I don't want you calling me. I don't want you delivering anything to the house. I don't want to hear your voice in the next 6 minutes. All right, listen. Johnny's got it. He's now figured out.
All right, yes, we're
12.
Good.
We get 4 winners. They're going to take on teams that get the open date, 1, 2, 3, 4, and we're good to go.
All right,
the races we go. That's how we're going to do this.
Nice.
Holy mackerel.
Wow. Oh, you're a mean not drunk.
Oh, my good grief. Johnny, do you have any other questions?
And again,
if you wonder if pink goes with purple, there's a guy in the studio that can help you. All right? That's what I'm going to tell you.
All right.
I'm
good with that now.
All right, I'll tell you, let me give you another feel-good story. All right, and that's where we're going with college football. How about college baseball?
Yeah,
this
man.
Week, how about this? College World Series, again, the road to Omaha. We got it down to 8 teams. All right,
North Carolina State.
A good number for you.
North Carolina State.
You got it.
Yeah.
NC State. I have claimed yesterday on ACC Network, for all those NC State fans out there, it might have been the biggest win for NC State for one singular game since maybe winning the national championship with Jim Valvano back in Albuquerque in 83.
Wow, there
they
you go.
On the road, and eliminate the number one ranked baseball team in the country, Arkansas, who was the prohibitive favorite to win the national championship. Now, keep in mind, no number one seeded team has won the national championship in baseball this century.
Wow.
Which is almost like a curse. All of a sudden, if you're the number one team, that's one of those things like, hey, we know you're really good, but we haven't seen the number one team win it all since Miami in 1999. But NC State, best of three, having to go to Fayetteville, Arkansas. And, Johnny, the first game on Friday, they lost 21-2.
Oh, my.
21-2 to the number one team. And you're thinking, oh, my goodness.
Yes.
They got to beat this team two times in a row. Good luck with that. And, by the way, to show you how difficult it is, the Southeastern Conference, where Arkansas plays, without a doubt, the best league in the country this year. Great teams. Tennessee, Vanderbilt, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, they've already punched their ticket to Omaha. Arkansas this year never lost a series against any team in the SEC the entire season, but yet they never beat anybody from the Atlantic Coast Conference in a series because NC State rallies past them on Saturday, beats them 6-5, and then yesterday in the top of the ninth inning against the best pitcher in baseball and one of the best in the history of the game, Kevin Copps, Torres goes yard. NC State wins 3-2 in the ninth inning, and it is an incredible story for Elliot Avent and NC State, who punched their ticket to Omaha for the first time since 2013, but one of the biggest wins in NC State sports history. So the Wolfpack is heading to Omaha, where they will play Stanford this weekend in their opening game. So there you go. Pretty cool story.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Absolutely.
Randy, NC State, red and white are their colors. Occasionally they'll go a little black, and every now and then they'll wear camouflage. So if you're watching this weekend, Randy, that team with those combinations, that would be NC State.
Okay. Well, as far as your pink and purple question, pastel, yes. Neon, no.
There you go.
We got the whole world figured out. There it is. All you need to know in 8 minutes of sports, right there.
All right, Pack. We appreciate you, buddy. We'll see what the big guys come up with to settle on this college football playoff when we talk next week, buddy.
Sounds good. You guys have a great week.
All right, man. You too. Thank you so much. Hey, it's Mark Packer from the ACC Network on ESPN.
Ah, yeah.
All right, y'all. Let's play our wordy word game. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. You can also go to bigshow.com, click the on-air contest button. You want to play that can't get through? Might call you. We play next. Good morning. Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, June 15th. Video of the day brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. It's a boy. At one of them reveal parties where they throw a guy a ball and he hits it with a bat and see what color it is, pink or blue, what kind of kid they're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to get it over the plate. It's a perfect.
But not way over the plate.
As I told you, Randy, that was very high and very outside.
As I told you, I don't care.
And then the guy, oh, man. Anyway, it hit him right in the face. I'll tell you, it's funny.
Yep.
I picture Randy involved in that scenario there. Get Pack back on the phone?
Yeah, please.
Ask him anything you would do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, y'all check it out for yourself. Make your daily visit at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Colton from Saltville, Virginia. Good morning, Colton.
Morning. How y'all boys doing?
Morning. We are good. Welcome. And you are playing Bill from Ridgeway, South Carolina. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So B-E-A-L, is that right, Bill?
That's right.
Bill, all right, I like it, man. All right, good. Well, Bill, you're on Team Tater and Randy. And Colton on the job, one bit of side. We'll do two rounds. Good luck to both of y'all. See what happens here. So, Bill, you're relaxing. Me and Colton are going for the first 30 seconds. All right. You ready, Colton?
Oh, we're ready. Let's do it.
Let's do it, then. Start the clock. Now, if you spend too much money, more than you have, you go into
debt.
Yes. All right. Oh, I just said that. You hit a baseball with a
bat.
Yeah.
All right. Water comes out of you when you get hot. It is?
Sweat.
Yeah. All right. Blank one. I want one of those. Blank me one. It kind of rhymes with it.
Give me one.
All right. Rhymes with it. A jumbo blank. It flies.
Frog.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. Sounded like he said, tag. Like he just given up.
Yeah. Yep. And the reason the rhyme didn't work is because he's a Southerner and he said, get. It doesn't rhyme with it in the South.
All right. Well, we put a four on the board. Four right there, Colton. All right. And now Bill and Tater for their round one. All right.
Hey, Bill.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. Y'all ready, Dan? Uh-oh. All right. Ready, go.
You might fly across the country in a jumbo what?
Jet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rhymes with it. You catch fish in a big what? Or crabs in a big what?
Net.
Rhymes with it. Yes, net.
Net.
Your dog is your, rhymes with it, your dog is your what? Your dog or cat is your, no, it rhymes with the other one. So they're your what? You keep them as a what? Can I keep him as
pet,
a what?
Pet,
yes.
Pet.
You take them. Sorry.
Well, there's the buzzer there, but you did put a three on the board. Colton leads by one going into round two. All right.
Way to go, Bill.
Colton and Billy. You ready, Colton?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
And go.
Still rhyming. If your dog gets sick, you take him to the what? What kind of doctor?
Pet.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's see. If you're getting your car worked on, they give you a written guess about how much it's going to cost. A written what? When you're having work done, they give you like it's another name for a quote.
Estimate.
There you go.
Estimate.
There you go. Use this to get liquid into a bottle. It's pointy, and you pour stuff into it.
Funnel.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dan, put a three on a four, a total of seven for Colton. So Bill and Randy needs four to tie. Five will win. All right?
Okay.
Bill, you ready?
Yep.
Brand new word and go.
If your car is a straight drive, you would have to put it in what to make it go?
First gear.
Yeah, okay.
Gear, yeah.
All right, and this is a place you would stay if you were on a trip.
The hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're, it's another word for being sick. He doesn't feel well. He looks
pale.
Keep going. Another word for that. He doesn't feel well. Uh-huh. He must be.
Change up. What about like if you lose your temper, you get a little.
You're blank tempered.
Anyway, it was ill, Bill, and Colton wins 7-5.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
First, Bill Ridgeway, buddy, you can play again anytime. Appreciate you playing with us this morning, man.
Thank you.
All right, buddy, you have a great day. And now, Colton up in Saltville, your Law Tigers prize pack coming your way. Good game.
All right, you mind if I give a shout-out?
You go ahead.
I love to give a shout out to my wife Bernice, my two beautiful boys, Theseus and Adriel, and Gaga Curly Hess.
All right, Colton, appreciate you and yours listening to the Big Show. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. Bobby Pearson writes on the wall, anything with the Junior Nation band, love it all. All right, Bobby, we'll pick you out a good one. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer requests. Big Show buddy Bobby Pearson loves the Junior Nation band. Enjoy, Bobby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Junior Nation band presents a more or less true story featuring Carl LeCook and the legendary nature boy himself, Mr. Ric Flair. It goes exactly like this.
Budweiser's ice cold. We just bought a buttload. This one's for them slick girls, them hick girls. They wild as hell. Styling, profiling, way outside the city. Got camo from Bass Pro. Gonna kiss myself. So pretty. Too hot. Call the trailer park manager. Too hot. You know I ain't no amateur. Too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. Too hot. And I'm slapped out of money. Man, let me hold a dollar. Man, let me hold a dollar. Y'all give a little holler, cause Trailer Park Funk gonna give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gonna give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gonna give it to you. Saturday night and this bunch ain't right. Call the neighborhood watch. Neighborhood watch, call a neighborhood watch, call a neighborhood watch. Hey, 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 wait, hold on. Anybody seen my cell phone? Nature boy, sign a check. We about to hit the road for Richmond, Nashville, Dothan, Alabama. Bring that little waitress, she's a bad mama jamma. Too hot, it's designated driver time. Too hot. Cause drunken driving is a crime. Too hot. I might need some Waffle House. Too hot. My head's kinda spinning. Man, let me hold a dollar. Man, let me hold a dollar. Y'all give a little holler. Cause Trailer Park Funk gonna give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gonna give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gonna give it to you. Saturday night and we about to fight. Call it neighborhood watch. Neighborhood watch, call a neighborhood watch. Hey, 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 hey. Hoo-ah! Woo! Call a neighborhood watch. Hoo-ah! Woo! Call a neighborhood watch. Call a neighborhood watch.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio here for a few more minutes. Mind you, it's about an hour, hour and a half till the John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast drops. We have a podcast all available. Join the 118 countries around the world and enjoy the Big Show via your internet. We got it all set. You can go to thebigshow.com. That's click it right there. You can subscribe. It'll automatically download to you every day when our boy Randy puts it up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Say, man, we didn't mention this, man. Billionaires racing to space.
Oh, yeah.
I know how you love you some space there, Randy. Well, it was last week Jeff Bezos announced that he and his brother Mark would be the first humans to blast off in the new Shepard spacecraft developed by the company Blue Origin, which was founded by Bezos. So him and his brother is going to be the first one to go to use and go to space.
Yeah, along with a passenger who paid a bunch of money.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean millions of dollars to be the third wheel.
So, usually, you know, you used to send up a monkey or something, but now these big.
No, this will work.
They're just going to go ahead.
I think the best suggestion I've heard is while they're up there, can we go ahead and change all the locks?
Like that. Well, so not to be outdone, reports are now swirling that Richard Branson wants to go into space on his Virgin Galactic space plans over the weekend of July 4th and get into space a couple of weeks before Bezos and his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to be the one.
And then Elon Musk says, not so fast, clowns.
Yeah.
So what's Elon going to do? He's just going to stay home and get high.
No, Musk is the one that sent the red car into space.
Right.
Okay.
His personal Tesla.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So both companies says are working toward being able to offer tourists the chance to get up in space for a hefty price, as you would imagine. Yeah,
very rich tourists.
Yeah, not the kind of tourists you see standing in those long lines at Disney World.
Must be this tall to go into space.
I think the closest we're going to get is the Tilt-A-Whirl at the county fair.
I don't know. I mean, you know, y'all have that. I think I've traveled enough. I'm going to just stay on Earth. I'm done with going to foreign countries. Yeah, I got too much in America.
Yeah, you don't do too good here on the planet. Yeah. So. And you know, I need you in space.
What's sad is every faraway trip we've ever taken, he never left the hotel room.
Right.
I just want to stay here and try the food.
What kind of room service is up there for him? Yeah, that's the deal breaker.
I did get out when we were in Tokyo. Had to get out. Got me some a squid pizza. You got to taste the local fare when you're driving around. And thanks to y'all for bringing me back food from the Atlanta Olympics.
No problem. That. And everywhere else we've been.
And I was right. That bomb went off. I told y'all. I'm saving it. All right. So anyway, y'all keep an eye on the billionaires going into space and good luck out there.
Right. Yes.
All right. All right. Let's take it on to Earth, Bennett.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
All right, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll be back at it. Hum day already. All right. We love you and we mean it.
We've just lost the picture, but what we've seen speaks for itself. The Corvair spacecraft has apparently been taken over, conquered, if you will, by a master race of giant space ants. It's difficult to tell from this vantage point whether they will consume the captive Earthmen or merely enslave them. One thing is for certain, there is no stopping them. The ants will soon be here. And I, for one, welcome our new insect overlords. I'd like to remind them that as a trusted TV personality, I can be helpful in rounding up others to toil in their underground sugar caves.